Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today. All right, boys, we are here on a Thursday. I hope you don't mind that you are being served up to my faithful as free today. I know you are premium type guests, but you are being served up as free. How do you feel about that, by the way?
The more the merrier. Come on, buddy. You know we love doing this with you. And
whenever you want us, Buzz, it'd be fantastic.
Sure.
I thought about putting you in the can and then just dropping you on Friday. And then I'm like, but so much shit's going to happen between now and tomorrow night. Namely, today at 1 o'clock Eastern, Aaron Charles is going to go on with Pat McAfee, the world's coolest punter. You're so cool, dude. What's up, bro? And he's going to say, I'm going to take my talents to Florham Park. And then the world's going to react. Or at least we think that's the case. So I figured I had to get this in today. I had to drop this today. By the way, we're recording before this happens, so we're not getting totally timely reaction, but it's Wednesday morning. And then I'll have another podcast that goes behind the paywall for Fridays for subscribers. By the way, Scott and Sally live behind that paywall normally as premium acts on the Zabecast. But this week they're for free on a Thursday. So be good today, and that'll entice more people to go, oh, man, I'd pay $5 a month for those guys every Friday.
Come on, I can see the tweets now. I forgot how badly Lynn sucked or was a fence-sitting asshole. Or
F. Murray.
Or oh, Sally. Or... Yeah, right. Or F. Murray. F. Timmy.
God F. Bless, Murray, man. That's funny. When was the last time you had Tim on? Did you have him on this week?
No, like 10 days ago.
Before the Super Bowl?
No, it was 10 days ago.
The Super Bowl?
Right before the Super Bowl, I think. Something like
okay.
that.
Okay. A month ago? Something like that.
Yeah,
Mr. College Basketball himself, the Wittenberg.
Muhlenberg.
The Muhlenberg Tower.
The free throw machine.
What did I call him? What did I call him back in the day? The Muhlenberg.
Big Ginger.
The Big Ginger. Yeah, Big Ginger was one. All right, tournament's coming up. I'm not going to get too deep into that today. I want to start by talking Oscars.
Yes.
The fucking Oscars, man. I love how Angela Bassett gave the maloika to Jamie Lee Curtis, the stink eye, when she didn't win Best Actress.
I looked that up because I read the story first. Like, I thought she was like, oh, man, like, did the darn. Or she didn't do any of that. She just
didn't clap.
She was disappointed. She lost.
She did not clap.
Is that not okay? Like,
I thought that wasn't that bad. I expected worse when I clicked on the video to watch it.
I thought you got clickbaited.
I thought she'd do like thumbs down or something. F you, Jamie Lee.
Thumbs down. Not
person. No, more Jamie Lee.
Do the Italian nepotism chin flip, yeah, like fungal.
Fungal. Yes, of course. She throws down her clutch, Sally, and storms off to the exit. She's, I'm leaving.
I don't know if she's ever won an Oscar. Maybe she's been snubbed before too.
No, she's never won an Oscar. More importantly, no actor or actress from any of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, of which there have been 40, have won an Oscar. Yeah.
Well, the Hollywood Academy likes to recognize art, not money and popularity. I'm surprised it's not all crap artsy films that make $50 instead of like $1 billion. Well, like James Cameron has won, you know, right? The directors win and stuff for the big time movies, don't they? And Best Pictures, but sometimes it's not actors, right?
Here was the question I asked our movie guy this morning on my show in Milwaukee. I said, Matt, I said, will I live long enough to once again see the Oscars, in which I can confidently say, yes, I've seen 4 of those 5 finalist movies. Think about that. When was the last time you could say, okay, Scott, what about you?
Oh, God, it's been pre-kids, if that. I mean, you know me, I watch parts of movies, right, and the Oscars come around. You know, when we talked about this before, when we were in the union and active members, and we would get the samplers of the discs, like, hey, for your consideration, so you could also vote for the SAG-AFTRA awards. And that way I would get to watch them in the comfort of my own home. But even pre-kids, Sonya and I went to, like, one movie every couple months, and then once kids came, man, I think I've seen 2 or 3 movies in the theater in the last 25 years. So right.
I'm with you. I see them on TV. I watched yesterday. I watched Whiplash, the J.K. Simmons drummer movie. I'm sure Zabe's seen that as the drummer himself. But like, okay, I watch movies years after they've been in theaters because I just don't care about new movies.
All right, so 97 was probably the number one year for good movies that were nominated and most people probably saw. How'd you know that, Solly?
I remember.
For a guy who doesn't watch movies, that was pretty impressive. Ding, ding, ding. So, yeah, Titanic in 97 won. As Good As It Gets was nominated.
Saw it.
With the great Jack Nicholson, the great line as the author he played in the movie, how do you write so well for women? Well, I think of a man, and then I remove all accountability, reason, and perspective. Very sexist. They couldn't make that movie
nowadays. Couldn't do that now, no.
As Good As It Gets, Full Monty, which I saw and hated.
Was funny. I liked that
movie. Hated. A strip movie.
That was funny.
Good Will Hunting. How you like them apples?
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
And L.A. Confidential, which was beautifully shot. Movie.
Kim Basinger, right?
Yeah, Kim Basinger. That's a banger year right there. But now it's like...
Well, now they nominate 10 movies, right, for Best
Exactly.
Picture.
Yeah, now it's 10, and so it's really watered down.
Do the Marvel movies at least get those nominations for Best Picture stuff at all? Like, Avengers was supposed to be great, right? I haven't seen Avengers. I saw the first Avengers, but wasn't Infinity War supposed to be great? It got made $1 billion, and people loved it.
I don't believe, as I'm quickly scanning, Black Panther got nominated in 2018. Of course, Black Panther did.
There you go. I saw that one.
You did? Okay.
I did.
Did you see the second one?
I did not see the second one. Love the first one. First one was great.
All right. Of the worst, of the Best Picture awards, what do you think is the worst movie that ever won Best Picture? Is it The Shape of Water?
I haven't seen it, so I'll say yes.
Okay.
I made it through 20 minutes of that, and I was like, This is stupid.
So stupid. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last good, like, mainstream movie. Let's walk backwards in time, shall we, with Best Picture. You ready? Sure. Yeah. This year, Everything Everywhere All at Once. I haven't seen it,
but I want to see it.
Coda.
Didn't see it.
Was 2021.
Heard it was amazing.
I've already forgotten that movie. I don't even know.
2020 was Nomadland.
Never heard of it.
Is that McDormand? Francis McDormand?
Yes. Yeah, see, you know a little bit about a little bit.
You know what else I know? Didn't see that one either, so we're 3 for 3. Go ahead.
Parasite.
Saw it.
Oh, that's the Korean guy, right?
Yeah, that's out there, man. Not ruining it because it's still been 3 years and a lot of people haven't seen it. You should watch it.
All right, Green Book.
Heard it was great. Haven't seen it.
Shape of Water.
Yeah, no.
Moonlight.
Heard it was amazing. Haven't seen it.
Spotlight.
Oh, I saw that. That was pretty good. The Boston Globe movie with Michael Keaton.
Didn't see it, Sally. Another one.
Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
Didn't see it. Heard it was great.
12 Years a Slave.
Also heard it was great. Didn't see that one either.
Argo.
Argo.
I saw Argo.
I saw Argo. Yeah. Eh, no. And I thought, how did this win Best Picture? It's not.
That's with Bill Macy. You had it, the right?
George Clooney, Ben Affleck, Grant Heslov. Argo.
No, with the wood chipper and Peter.
No, shut up, you dipshit. Fargo. That's Fargo, not Argo.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
About the Middle East and some espionage. I don't know.
No, I didn't see Argo.
It was all right.
The King's Speech, 2010.
Nope. Another one.
Great movie, they say, though. Sure. About how the king overcame stuttering.
Yes, I do remember that.
The Hurt Locker with Catherine Bigelow.
Didn't see it. It was amazing.
Slumdog Millionaire. Saw it.
I saw that. It was all right.
No Country for Old Men.
Saw it like five times. Cool. Love that film.
Yeah. You do?
One. Yeah, oh, that's good.
A guy punching holes in dudes' foreheads with a high-pressure tank of CO2?
And the coin flip? That's a great movie.
That's sick as shit. You're a sick fuck. The Departed, 2006.
Oh, that's great.
All my friends still say I got to watch it.
All right. Oh, you got to see The Departed. Oh, you got to see it.
Crash.
That was good. Scott loves that movie.
Yeah, I do love that. That's Brendan Fraser and Sandra Bullock and Don Cheadle. And that's a really good film. Yes.
Million Dollar Baby.
Never saw it. Heard it was sad.
I saw that. That was all right.
Lord of the Rings.
No
Return
desire.
Of the King. That's amazing.
I saw the first one.
Okay.
I won't watch Thrones. Why would I watch that crap?
Chicago.
Saw the Broadway show.
That's a remake of a Broadway show. Right. A Beautiful Mind.
Did I see that? I don't remember.
Saw that. Russell Crowe with the mathematician guy, right?
Yes. I think I saw that.
That was all right.
Gladiator. The year before.
Uh-oh. Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Man, Russell Crowe was on top of the world 20 years ago.
He was hot as shit.
Yeah. Is he still around?
I have not seen that one, by the way, Sully.
Yes, exactly.
In its entirety. Surprise, huh?
Can you hear those sound bites, by the way?
Very faintly.
Faintly. Yes.
Faintly, okay. All right.
You will not win an Oscar for the best audio engineering on this
best
podcast.
Best audio editing?
No, I won't.
Save cast?
Apparently, Wakanda won best. Oh, no. I was told that this year, the number one movie of the year by far at the box office was Top Gun Maverick.
Saw the first one, 1986.
But Hollywood being Hollywood and not wanting to give our military any shine whatsoever because it doesn't fit their political profile, they, of course, snubbed it. It did win Best Sound. So
Has Tom Cruise ever won an Academy Award? One of our biggest actors
of
all time?
Money, right, Sally? Did he win?
I don't know. I mean, you can keep making Scientology jokes about him, I guess, but I don't know if he's ever won an Academy Award.
Yes, he won it for Born on the 4th of July.
Okay. Yeah,
and Jerry Maguire.
And Jerry Maguire.
He was nominated. I don't know if he won it.
Yeah, nominated for Best Actor, Jerry Maguire, 4th of July, Magnolia, and Top Gun Maverick. Oh, no, that's Best Picture.
Nothing for Color of Money. Three times nominated
for Best Actor, right. Or two times for Best Actor, once for Best Supporting Actor, has never won.
Here's another banger year, 94.
Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction.
I saw that. God, Sally, we're 2 for 2.
Sally, you're good there. Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction,
ding, ding.
Four Weddings and a Funeral. Ding. I saw that. No. Hated that it, but terrible. I saw it.
Maybe with Hugh Grant. How was he ever famous? He's so bad. He's
Dolly,
the same
actually, he
bumbling
he had
idiot
the,
in every role.
He had one of the lines of the Oscars. Did you see when he came out?
Hugh Grant's still around?
Hugh Grant came out.
Yes, he's still around.
Of course, he's still around, and he's kind of cute. So he comes out and he said, and he's there with Nicole Kidman, and he says, "We're here to present an award, but first, a quick word for moisturizer, and the proper moisturizer." No, it wasn't Nicole Kidman. It was the lady from Sex Lies and Videotape. No, not at. There was another moment with her. Sex Lies and Video. Andie MacDowell, and he says, "Andie MacDowell's been using. Look at her skin. She's the most amazingly beautiful woman." Blah blah blah. And he goes, "And I have not been using the proper moisturizer after all these years." And he points to his face and he goes, "Beautiful scrotum." It was very, very funny. So very un-Oscar-like, but Hugh gets dirty with the humor. Hugh. So I actually laughed out loud.
Hugh.
So, yeah, Forrest Gump, Four Weddings and the Funeral, Pulp Fiction, Quiz Show, and The Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
I saw four of those.
Those are all good movies.
See?
That's the last time I saw movies.
Well, 30 years, talking, you know, enough of them will be on TV that I see them.
We're talking a stretch, though, from 92 to 97 of Unforgiven, Schindler's List, Forrest Gump, Braveheart, The English Patient, Titanic.
The English Patient.
I know. That's when we had movies. Well, we don't have fucking movies anymore.
All they make now is Marvel and DC comic movies,
right, or sequels. I mean,
or really weird shit nobody wants to eat.
I guess.
Enough ranting on that. Here in Milwaukee, the Marquette Golden Eagles, used to be the Warriors, changed it due to political correctness. Before political correctness was even a thing, by the way.
Eagles?
Warriors?
Really?
Yeah, they used to be the Marquette Warriors. Yeah.
I knew Hawaii changed that, right? They were the Warriors.
The Rainbow Warriors at one point in time, right?
Something else.
Are they really? Even though Aren't that was not else? A Native – it was not a Native American reference for Hawaii.
Well,
either.
GW changing their name from the Colonials because colonialism is terrible. I thought that was a joke when I first saw that, but no, they really are changing their name.
Of course they are.
To the Sea Dogs or whatever the heck they're going to be.
Sea Dogs. So I think Marquette changed their name 25 years ago, and they almost, Solly, changed it to the Gold.
The Gold?
The Gold. They were going to be called the Marquette Gold.
Like the Syracuse Orange.
And it leaked out. Yes, exactly. And it leaked out, and people said, "Are you fucking kidding me?" So they went to Golden Eagle. So Marquette's playing.
Yet the Chiefs still name the Chiefs and still do the.
They're hanging in.
And the
Chiefs,
Braves are still.
Blackhawks, Braves, yes. Seminoles. The last of the Mohicans, them.
Redskins
they will be.
In Washington, the Redskins.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, the Marquette Warriors are playing, Golden Eagles, excuse me, are playing Friday in the NCAA tournament. And there's quite a buzz because they're a two seed. And one of our guys at our station, Armin Sarian, big Golden Girls fan like you are, Sally.
Yes.
He went to Marquette, so he's all gassed up for that. And I said, "How do you feel about people who are going to be obviously bandwagoning onto your team this year?" And he said, "Big tent theory, the more the merrier." Where do you guys stand on a where do you stand Wednesday on bandwagoning for a local team?
So I watched NBC4 yesterday, Zay, a little local reference, and I saw one of the reporters doing a hit from Howard Bison. Howard gets Kansas, right, in the first round?
I'll do that.
And Howard making the tournament, and he goes out there to see the team off, and he's like, "I already filled up my bracket." And he writes Howard or, you know, like, and he's serious. I don't know where the young man went, and I can say young man because I believe I'm 20 years his senior. I don't know where he went to school, but all of a sudden he's like, "Oh, yeah." And I'm okay with rah-rah stuff, but, you know.
Have some perspective.
Have some perspective, exactly.
Well, like when Mason was making their Final Four run, right, 16 years ago, 17 years ago, none of us were Mason fans before, even the D.C. area, but they became the local team that we're all pulling for, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's all right.
I have here in my little scrip of paper my top 10 rules for bandwagoning. In the NCAA tournament. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
You need a drum roll? Solly's is drum roll.
Here we go.
You need an old nun, and you're okay if you have that, Sister Jean.
Sister Jean. She picked Kentucky this year. Back when it was looking like they might not even make the tournament, but they have.
She picked North Carolina.
What's her school? Oh, what's that dagger? What's her school?
Loyola Chicago.
Yeah. Loyola, that's it.
Yeah. All right, top 10 rules for bandwagoning in the tournament. Number one, learn at least three players on the team.
Three?
Or just Jeez. Three. Yeah,
I don't learn think there's three a team guys. Except that I can name three guys on at all.
Okay, number two, you're allowed one piece of logoed gear as a bandwagoner. Not two, not three, not a scarf. I mean, settle down, okay? You get one gear, one piece. Four, or three, never say we. This is a big Andy Poland.
You
thing.
And Andy, we and they, right?
Yeah, and right. And the funniest thing is, do you know what Marquette's chant is? We are Marquette.
Really?
We are Marquette.
Like Penn State?
Like Penn State. And so we were joking, like, so what am I supposed to chant then? You are Marquette. You are Marquette. Yeah. It was pretty funny. Number four, don't oversell disappointment or anger if they lose as a bandwagoner. In other words, you can't be like, oh, God, this sucks. Number five, don't overdo it on complaining about the referees. You'll be annoying. Number six, don't pick them to go to the Final Four. Or if you do, in your bracket, keep it on the down low. You don't want to be the jinx. The newcomer bandwagon jinx. Number seven, if they lose, God forbid, don't say, well, it was still a good season. They're there.
You
They're
just
there.
Got here. What the hell do you know about the season? Right. Oh, I've been with them since the Maui
Since the bids came out.
Right. You know, right. I watched them in November.
Since Dwayne Wade, yeah.
Oh, God.
Number eight, learn a bit about the team history, for God's sakes. Number nine, nobody cares if you applied to the school or were rejected from the school. And number 10, bring food or drink. You can't go wrong with that. Any complaints or additions about my top 10 rules for bandwagoning?
No, I think you nailed it, actually. Okay. That's pretty funny.
There you go.
And you included food.
And I was going to say, what do you make of people that do bandwagon? Is there a bandwagon on Maryland this year for the tournament? Are people jumping on?
Anytime they're good, local people care, right? Because no one else locally is any good. GW, okay. Mason. I mean, Howard's a nice story. American sometimes has made a run. You know, Virginia is okay, but I don't know. I mean, okay. I'm a bandwagon Maryland fan. I don't pay that much attention when they stink. But now they're good.
But like, you went I'll there, Solly. You've got ties. You know, there's history. Come on.
Yeah. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add Fitbod to your workout essentials. Join Fitbod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Do you remember the song we're going to hear now forever and ever is this month? No. It's the new CBS NCAA theme song. It's a little bit more robust than the original version.
They got rid of the original.
Yeah, in fact, I'm looking at this story here. Jeff Eisenberg, Yahoo Sports, dated March of 2021. The headline is "Da na 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 da na da da." The story behind CBS's iconic NCAA tournament theme song. So in 1992, CBS Sports held a contest to find a new theme for its tournament telecasts, and Bob Christensen was one of the composers given one week to submit recordings that mimicked the pace and energy of college hoops. He said instead of sitting down at his piano to bang out something, you know, right away, he did anything but sit at his piano because he said, when you sit down at the piano, you're going to write the same old stuff that you normally do. So he's like, I got to think. What's college basketball? So that's where he got the idea for the iconic music. With the horns and the drums and everything else. Which, as you know, I mockingly said, had lyrics.
I'm
going to
watch some basketball. Yes, oh, as the have you done a gargantuan bracket?
No, year? He did not.
Oh, no. No gargantuan bracket.
I still think the original is very good, but I'll play the new one. So when we can't hear it. I know you can't hear it, but I'm playing it here. Other people can hear it, so. So the new one is fluffier. It's got more sort of flourishes of strings and whatnot that are involved, a little bit deeper, a little bit, you know, better orchestral.
People hate it because it's new? I mean,
they hate it because it's different, Solly.
It's like Warren and Andy Griffith. No. You know, no, they hate it because it's not Barney Fife, right?
I don't think people hate it. I personally don't hate it. I like it. I think it's a tasteful refresh. But they almost, Solly, did away with it. Almost. You know why? Pinheads, executives, TNT.
Sean McManus, the head of CBS, right?
Pete Radovich, who runs the tournament, said, I can remember sitting in meetings discussing the theme music. There were very weak arguments for changing it. They seemed like they were arguments of, we got to change just to change because we got the rights now. Things are changing. Let's get it.
You know what? You don't change what works. Don't mess with
them. Thank you.
Does anyone be like, you know, I'd watch this tournament, but that theme music, I can't hear it anymore. Otherwise, I'd watch the tournament. No one says that.
Yeah. These executives argued a new era required a complete rebrand, an overhaul of the graphics, the logos, the music, and on-air talent.
I mean,
others were adamant.
You can't even read it as Kia anymore.
I know.
Fox did that for the Super Bowl. Remember the graphic splash? And hey, when you're watching the game today, you're going to notice some new things. All right. That didn't make me not want to watch the Super Bowl.
Right. But luckily, marketing people, suckers. Right. Well, just executives, pinheads, people in suits going, well, you know, we need a whole new rebrand.
Oh,
why?
Right. Well, good idea, sir. Yes, good idea of us. Brilliant.
So, the compromise.
This is tired old music. No one likes it.
Others were adamant that Christensen's iconic song, da na na na, da da na na, remained a fixture. The result was a compromise. Trevor Rabin, former Yes guitarist, who looks like a total weirdo, by the way.
He's incredibly accomplished and does everything.
Yes, super talented.
Oh, yeah.
But look, he looks like a fucking alien, this guy. Trevor Rabin composed the theme for the NBA on TNT. He was the guy that put the fresh, fluffy remix on Christensen's classic. So when you're thinking of, when you're hearing the song all month long, think of Trevor Rabin of Yes. He's the guy that saved it, fluffed it up, and they kept the core essence of it. Come on and watch some basketball. Gargantua Bracket is out, by the way. It's up at my Twitter feed, posted, pinned to the top of my Twitter feed. Go to at Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and you can get it there. And it's literally got everything. Brad Turner, my man down there in Richmond. Oh, he's so good at doing this. He's such a wizard with the spreadsheet. But, yeah, he's got all the information there. It is one bracket to rule them all, as I say. Because it's got every bit of information. Full records, conference records. It's got their KenPom rating, their offensive efficiency, defensive efficiency, what league they're in, all the broadcast times, the announcers that are going to be on the games, what channels are going to be on. It's a lot of information.
Yeah, we didn't get our patreon.com/LynnMurraySolly logo on here. I thought I slipped Brad $10. I guess.
Said we needed a corporate champion. Like they have in the NCAA. I love that phrase. Our corporate champions. Okay, then.
Suckers.
I was going to make the corporate champion Bennigan's because I know how much Andy Poland hates it.
Andy's favorite restaurant.
It was going to be Bennigan's. We'd still be in business if not for Applebee's, Fridays, Chili's.
Yeah, P.S. We miss you, Chili's. Yes, of course.
I actually Googled it. You know that Bennigan still exists in parts of the Midwest? There's like five locations still open.
They're the blockbuster of that sort of food. They'll be here forever.
Yeah. Come on and watch some basketball. You'll watch it all day long. Come on and watch some basketball.
Love her.
Pool sheet is done. Come on and watch some basketball. It's got it all. Tournament madness. Throw in a few parlays. Gambling is fun. Second verse. Walton and Wooden own the court. Don't try them out. You'll lose. Packer and Nance call all the games. Just watch Billy be wrong.
Sky Point.
Super Sky Point. Rest in peace. Come on and watch some basketball. Your wife is mad. Send her out shopping. Coach K is lame. Duke really sucks.
See, you had to change that, didn't you, Warrior?
I had to change that. You know, Billy is in heaven. Coach K is retired.
Yep.
But gambling is still
Shire
fun.
Shire is lame. Duke really sucks.
All right, who do you have in the Final Four? I feel like I'm required to ask this. Come on.
You're going to make me pull up a bracket, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Who are the seeds?
Yeah. I didn't know we were doing the first blush today, so I didn't have it printed out.
It's Wednesday of all days.
I know.
I don't really have a Final Four. I'm going to take three ones, and I'm going to take a two. I'm going to fade Purdue I don't know if we're going to put Marquette in there because that would be me violating my own
bandwagon.
I would violate my own rules. I believe Houston's going to win it all because it's in Houston. Houston's going to win it in Houston with the Houston Cougar Jimmy Nance calling his last NCAA tournament. You know that?
Is that nauseating?
He's leaving?
Yeah, this is it. This is Jimmy Nance's swan song. Yes, Solly. Yes.
On everything, he's retiring, or
No. He's not giving up the Masters. He's not giving up football.
Oh, just this, huh?
Yeah, but this is a big one. This is a big one to give up. Iron Eagle, the great Iron Eagle, will take over.
Okay,
awesome. So I got no complaints about that.
Can he just do the Final Four? It's like when just
get airdropped in.
Do less, yeah.
I think they wanted to change. I mean, it's rare that a guy relinquishes this without a fight. You know.
I mean, he's busy during football season, but except for the Masters and this, what else does he do in the off football season for CBS? I don't know. Count his money. He's the best. That's
all right, Solly. Who's your Final Four? Alabama, right? Of course, you got to roll Alabama.
Bama,
sure.
Bama. I got Bama, Houston, Kansas, with Bill Self recuperating from those stents in his heart, and then I've got. I'll take a 3 seed. No, that'd be K-State. Could K-State? K-State
you
versus...
love your Marquise Noel. Come on, Zay.
I know. K-State will not face Kansas if they make the Final Four.
That'd be something.
They would have to face each other in the championship. Oh. Highly unlikely.
I will take Alabama. I will take Houston. I will take UCLA. And to annoy everybody, I'll take Duke. Because
fucking Duke. I know. Because
they're insane right now, and they're 17-1 when they're totally healthy. Everybody knows that stat. And they're totally healthy. So it's unfair that they're a 5 seed, but such is life.
Yeah. The True TV, once again, is going to get its star turn.
And the jokes. Where is it? Yeah, the remote.
Practical
this
Jokers.
Is stupid.
Come on. And basketball.
Do you know that Van Pelt last night on Van Pelt Center had his bit where he and Stanford Steve play the game of guess which are real shows and guess which shows are made up.
I did not see this. And
on
I
True TV? Or just
funny, yeah, on True TV, although he says now that True TV is well-known enough, it's too hard to play the game. They have to include shows from all these random cable networks. So they had fake show names up there like Nothing But Neck Tats.
That's got to be fake, right?
It's funny.
Yes, it was. Like, and I forget what was the real show.
My 900-pound neighbor. That could be real, you know? I don't know.
So I'm looking at shows on True TV. Tacoma FD is their number one show by popularity.
Yes, Tacoma, the cop show.
Okay. Impractical Jokers
with the guy who looks like me, Joe Gatto. He used to be on there.
Hardcore Porn.
What?
Hardcore Pawn.
Oh, okay. It's like
that's funny.
I think that has another channel. That's Screw TV, not True TV.
There's a show called Adam Ruins Everything.
Yes, with Adam Richman.
Yes, and what he does is that he takes things we think are true in life and then tells you why they really aren't.
Yeah, it's like a Mythbusters, but it's with Richman.
Well, it's funny because we mock True TV, and they're part of the Turner Network with TBS, TNT. TBS and TNT don't do any original shows anymore, scripted dramas or comedies, because they're too expensive. I mean, we've come from where reality TV is like, well, it's cheaper, it's easier, people like it, and it requires 10 times less money an employee than scripted TV. The shows that part of this network, TBS and TNT, no more original dramas. Like Snowpiercer was their last original drama. They're like, we're canceling it. It's too expensive and not enough people watch because of so much streaming and so many channels now. Like if you get 1 million viewers on any show, it's a miracle. And you can't they just can't afford any scripted dramas anymore.
It's too much content and too much content out there. And then even if you have a hit, it may not pay for itself because it's that expensive. Mm-hmm. And then once you start throwing in things that are flops and burying those costs, you're really upside down. The Carbonero Effect.
Oh, that was a funny show. I like that
show. The Magician.
Yeah, Solly liked that. I never saw it.
I used to watch
Solly
that show.
Solly was a fan.
Storage Hunters, no longer on the air. Boy, these storage shows were something else, right?
Storage shows are great.
It's like, who the fuck cares what's in a storage unit, for God's sakes?
Well, I mean, all of these, you know, homestead shows, all you do is need, like, five camera people, a couple editors, and some family to film. How cheap is that? You know,
I know. I know.
I'm surprised there's any scripted shows anymore. They're too.
Okay, you know? Backyard Bar Wars.
That's a real show.
Neighbors compete against each other in the ultimate backyard build-off to see who can create the buzziest at-home bar on the block.
Great. Great. Much like the porch show or the screened-in porch show. I mean, I've seen all of these. It's a variation on a theme. And some of them are really cool, and the 3D projections from the architect, they're all neat. And then you go, I can't watch any more of these.
I don't know if there's any reality show I still watch regularly. I don't know if there's – I used to like Survivor and the, some of the singing shows, but I don't think any of those appeal to me anymore.
Yeah. Well, anyway, True TV, you're going to get your star turn.
15 minutes, this week. Yes.
Yes. Did you see where in the wake of the NFLPA's survey about which NFL teams were doing good or not so good, or in the case of the Commanders, horribly awful.
F minus.
In a lot of categories when it comes to treating their players and facilities and travel and whatnot, that Jason Wright of the Commanders then defended a lot of the things that they do with the Commanders in this survey, even going as far to imply that the players on the team plane wanted to sit in coach, not first class, as part of team bonding.
What?
To which many people rolled their eyes and said, oh, really?
There's
330-pound linemen that want to sit in coach? Yes, they flew on a charter jet that only had so many first-class seats.
Oh, I thought the team plane is the same all along.
That's what I thought. I thought every team owned a plane.
Right, don't they? I'll have to ask like our friend Pat Malley or CJ, right? Who don't they fly on the team plane?
Yeah,
with the teams,
it's a plane that has some first class, but not all.
I mean,
but he's out there spinning it. He's out there spinning it like, no. And also, they're one of seven teams that makes some of their players room with each other on the road.
Really?
Yeah.
All the other teams have solo rooms?
Yes, all but seven teams.
That's a lot of rooms. I mean, I guess, 53 players. I'm sure staff and assistant coaches room together. But
yeah,
that's a lot of rooms. I didn't know they do that either. I've never flown first class, but I can't imagine anyone – doesn't prefer that over.
Oh, it's lovely. First class is lovely. It's humane.
It's
quite nice.
Very nice.
You don't touch the other person next to you ever.
Oh, I like that.
Inadvertently, yes. The food is better. The service is better. And even better than first class is business class international on a long flight where you've got your own sleep pod, your own little TV set up, and the best of the best food. Like, I've had a steak on a flight down to South Africa. That was South African Airlines with Ronnie Mervis. That was, oh my God, it was the best steak I've ever had.
I didn't know they make food. I didn't know they cook anything that's not microwave.
They somehow were able to cook a steak on this flight. And I was like, holy shit. It was so comfortable, so fun sitting in that, business class pod. When they announced that we're on our final descent after literally 18 hours.
You didn't want to leave. You're like, forcibly evict me. Send in the marshals and the sheriff.
I did not.
Ronnie's
want to leave.
First class all the way, man. Come on.
I think Ronnie it was Irvis. 18 hours. Is that possible? No, it was probably 12. How many?
Direct? I mean, sure.
How long is
flight? Don't you fly to like Morocco and then take another plane? Or did you fly direct from here?
Stopped in Addis Ababa.
Ethiopia? Remember, okay. Was it Andy who told the story of them like debugging and fogging the plane and
for
spraying
malaria,
out? And,
right, they don't want malaria, so they spray the whole plane.
Yeah, and they like take the cushions off the chairs. Like, all right, you got to hang tight here. We're just going to move a couple things around, and you're like,
you needed shots. Did you need shots before this?
Holy shit, 16 hours, not shots, but pills.
Pills. Okay.
16 hours from DC to South Africa.
It's a lot of time in the air. Yeah,
it is a lot of time in the air. Okay, our time is running short here. Let me get to a couple of things. Will you watch pickleball on TV, yes or no?
I've already watched it, so I'm guilty.
Will you watch
more? It's on TV already?
Yeah, it's on TV.
I didn't know that. I don't watch tennis, so I don't think I'll watch pickle.
The CEO of Major League Pickleball says...
MLP, huh?
Yeah, he says that pickleball will soon be a top five sport in TV viewership and will challenge MLS, MLB, and the NHL in ratings.
Good luck.
Pickle fucking ball.
That's what the AAF said. I've read a story about how pickleball is such a nuisance in neighborhoods because it's so loud.
Yeah, that it's annoying. Sound,
that is very loud. And people are now, they want like zoning laws. So there's no pickleball courts within 1,000 feet of residences because it's so damn loud. I got a story about one guy. He's like, I had to move 14 hours a day. I'm hearing this stupid racket sound. It's going to drive me nuts. So,
yeah. Yeah.
They can get new rackets that are more muted or something. But
no,
it looks fun. But I've never played it.
Yeah, it's not tennis. Let me put it that way. Yeah. Tennis to me is more fun, no matter what. Last one. Have you heard about Dan Orlovsky's shocking admission on his towel reps at his shower at home?
No, okay. Please. Do inform.
I thought he's wearing fake glasses to look intellectual now. Or something.
He borrowed those from Russell Westbrook. Sally.
He suddenly has glasses, which I never.
No, he said. I like Orlovsky. He said he likes to use his towel in his bathroom up to 30 times before actually washing it. Okay. Is that 30. Too many reps
yes.
for a towel? 30.
It's entirely too many reps.
I do laundry once a week, and that's towels and clothes and everything. Just so
but,
you don't...
Solly, you have more than one towel. Do you, like, after you shower... Does how many showers does that towel like and also Zabe, like there's a lot to discuss here. Solly, outside of your shower, do you have a rack where this thing can properly air dry because it'll stay damp, it smells, even though
well, I hang
you
my
were clean,
bath towel
you know.
Over my shower rod to air dry it out.
Okay, but so. The bottom part of that, and you're a germaphobe, is still gonna be damp. Like even
it dries know. Out by the next time I shower. And I only use that for showering.
Those,
I have a
those
separate
things...
hand towel. I have two of those, and those you have to change because I don't know. Mine get wet,
nasty.
They get like mildewy or something.
Right. They get mildewy, smelly. They get, and again, it's just you. We're not talking about
Orlovsky,
any gross
you know,
things here.
Lived in a locker room for 10 years, too. That seems disgusting.
You
get
think,
fresh towels every shower in the
Zabe,
locker.
You like your thread counts. These things get hard and sort of rough and crusty after a couple showers because it's dried soap and water off your frame. Like, you know,
although there is. You're right. At some point, they get too hard and crusty. But when you first get towels, they're actually too soft and not absorbent enough.
Got to wear them in like a shoe.
You got to break them in, indeed.
Break them in.
All right, boys, good run as always. Do subscribe and support their podcast on Patreon. Just search for it, the Lynn Murray Solly Podcast. And enjoy the free edition today. They're back behind the paywall next week. All right, boys. Talk to you next week. Thanks.
Peace.
See ya.
All right. Very good. Next Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys. See ya.
See ya. Bye. Right, bye.
How do you leave?
Just leave close your there. Thing. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.